morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The House Agriculture Subcommittee on Livestock and Foreign Agriculture heard the testimony of several groups yesterday in Washington, D.C., as the subcommittee's hearing was set to review the state of the U.S. livestock and poultry economies. Based on the testimony provided, it was made clear that the livestock industry faces many challenges on multiple fronts, including issues related to ongoing trade disputes, a declining farm economy, the threat of animal diseases, and labor reforms. Representatives from both the U.S. pork and beef industry say their respective communities face numerous challenges here at home and abroad that, if not addressed soon, will pose significant harm to American farms, its rural citizens, and ultimately consumers. That message was delivered in testimony offered by National Pork Producers Council President David Herring and Kelly Sullivan Georgiades, a fourth-generation rancher from Texas. Both witnesses testified that unresolved trade disputes with many of our major trading partners presents one of the greatest challenges currently facing the ag industry as it continues to suppress the sector's economic growth.
The most important thing that this Congress can do for American ranchers is to approve the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Mexico and Canada combined buy $2 billion worth of U.S. beef products every single year.
Georgiades warned that failure to maintain free trade with Mexico and Canada would be devastating to cattle producers. Earlier that day, Herring shared similar concerns about the state of U.S. trade relations with China, Japan, and the European Union, remarking that one of the most damaging threats to the U.S. pork industry has been the punitive, retaliatory trade tariffs that China and other countries have imposed.
The USMCA agreement preserves zero pork tariffs in North America, Canada, and Mexico. And both those markets account for more than 40% of all U.S. pork exports and support 16,000 U.S. jobs.
In addition to trade issues, he also cited the importance of ensuring the prevention of foreign animal disease, such as African swine fever, from entering our borders, as well as several other priorities. Subcommittee Chairman Jim Costa released a statement upon the conclusion of the hearing in which he reaffirmed his commitment to working towards the speedy resolution of the issues described by those who testified. As the overall economy grows, it's increasingly clear that the success isn't shared evenly at all levels, especially in rural agricultural areas, said Costa, outlining the many barriers that stand in the way of the industry's economic success. He continued to say that, "I commit to working within the subcommittee to address these challenges so our livestock and poultry producers can get back to what they do best, producing the highest quality products for consumers in the U.S. and around the world." And more to come here today on K101. We're back in just a moment. You got farm news on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.